Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Dr. Henderson Carter, Senior Lecturer in History in the Department of History and Philosophy, the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, January 3rd, 1958, the West Indies Federation was inaugurated to much pomp and fanfare in Port of Spain, Trinidad. The time was 10:24 a.m. when Governor General Lord Hales arrived at the chamber of the Trinidad Legislative Council and signed the Oath of Allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. This was followed by speeches by Hales and Barbadian Sir Grantley Adams, who would become the first and only Prime Minister of the Federation. Outside the council chamber, crowds lined the street, and the advocate reported that in the famous University of Woodford Square, there was a fanfare of trumpeters, while away in the distance, the chimes of the Holy Trinity Cathedral rang out loud and clear. There was a 21-gun salute, and the Trinidad Police Band played the national anthem to usher in the birth of a new nation. Messages were received from the U.S. Secretary of State, the Governor of Cyprus, the Archbishop of the West Indies, the U.K. Secretary of State for the Colonies, and the Governor of British Guyana. 10 British West Indian countries would participate in the Federation, with the exception of British Guyana and Belize. It was not the first attempt at Federation, but it was to date the most comprehensive scheme, coming after more than 11 years of discussion and negotiation dating back to the Montego Bay Conference of 1947. Sadly, this bright start to the federal scheme on January 3rd, 1958, that conferred a sense of pride in West Indian people that morning, was put out 4 years later after Jamaica opted out of the scheme.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.